From the KBIA newsrooms in Columbia, I'm Rosemary Belson. Columbia residents continued debate at the City Council meeting Monday over how City Manager Mike Matthews handled a conversation on race in Columbia. Matthews' 2018 Columbia Values Diversity Celebration speech sparked controversy when he delved into racial biases while talking about reducing unemployment among African Americans. He displayed different photos of young African-American people dressed casually and professionally and made his initial judgments about their character and intent. Mary Ratliff is the president of Columbia's NAACP chapter and former Missouri NAACP president. She said during last night's city council meeting that the pictures Matthews showed didn't offend her because they were similar to visuals the FBI used during bias training that she attended.
We support the speech that you gave. You did exactly what we asked you to do. When we scheduled those community meetings, we said that we were going to have these meetings and we were going to lay it raw on the table. And that the only way that we could resolve racism is to talk about it in its totality.
While some critics, like Sarah Seneff, agree that the conversations are necessary, she views Matthews' tactics as, quote, deeply offensive, unquote, and reinforcing biases instead of combating them. Another attempt at expanding public charter schools outside of Missouri's largest cities is advancing in the state legislature. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports a bill was sent to the full House Monday.
A bill narrowly passed by the House Education Committee allows independently run charter schools to go head-to-head with struggling school buildings, but not entire districts. If at least one school in an overall accredited district has a failing annual performance score, a charter school offering the same grade levels could open. Republican State Representative Kathy Swan of Cape Girardeau voted against the bill. Swan says after two decades operating in St. Louis and Kansas City, charter schools still don't have a track record of accountability.
We veered off path. They were to be schools of innovation. They have not become schools of innovation.
Hopes were high last year for school choice advocates, but no charter school expansion rules became law. I'm Ryan Delaney.
The Columbia City Council approved a proposal Monday night to build trails on Columbia's east side. KBIA's Mitch Legan has more.
The Columbia City Council authorized the construction of the Shepherd Rollins Trail, which will connect the city's east neighborhoods with central Columbia. The new path will help complete the eastern leg of a 30-mile loop of trails around the city. Residents who oppose the trail voiced concerns it would upset nature in the area. But a majority of citizens at the meeting supported construction, like Anissa Lockett, who says the trail would allow residents to enjoy the area's wildlife.
The squirrels, the deer, the things that I have seen and gotten to enjoy is the reason why I bike, because I get to go out and see God's beauty and enjoy nature. And I would never have been over on Grindstone had it not been for a concrete trail.
Construction is planned for the fall and will take about a year to complete. I'm Mitch Legan, KBIA News.
Missouri System President Moon Choi announced today that Molly Agrawal will be the new chancellor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Agrawal is currently vice president for academic affairs at University of Texas, San Antonio. He will be replacing interim chancellor Barbara Bickelmeyer as of June 20th. Choi said Bickelmeyer will continue to lead several new initiatives at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Rosemary Belson, KBIA News, Columbia.